Get Real with Lisa Crown coming at you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate that. Today we are going to be on the Naughty Words series, part four, and this one is called Fudge Your Fears. All right, this is a big one for me right here. False evidence appearing real. That's the reason why it has that acronym, right? It's one of those things that we all deal with. I have had fears in my life, and I have gone through things that I feel like it held me back. And what I've learned, the biggest lesson I have as a takeaway in this, is that when I've chose to face my fears, I've become a new person. It's like a breakthrough, legit. I will say this, back in the day, and I don't bring up any politics stuff, but truthfully, about almost 20 years ago, Donald Trump was interviewed on CNN, and somebody said to him, I don't get it. You filed for bankruptcy. You've had all these, you know, trials and tribulations in your life. It looks like you've stumbled and you failed, but then you always rise. Why? How? Tell us the truth. We want to know. And he was live on the air, and he said, my truth about why I have such success is that I face my fears. And that I'm constantly in a place and space of facing my fears. And back in those days when I had listened to that, I was in a place, okay, don't laugh. This is a true story. I was about 22 or 23 years old, and I had roommates, and we all moved back home because everyone went on with their lives or got married or did whatever. So I had to move back home, which did not feel right for me. That's not where I wanted to be. And I don't love being home alone. When I was in my 20s, I did not love being home alone. I don't love the dark. You know, you always have that thing as a single woman that, you know, someone's gonna break in and all this stuff. So for me, I had a huge fear of being alone. And I saw that on the news or whatever, or to CNN, I watched that. And it really clicked for me. Like right in that moment was, oh my God. The biggest reason why I'm not overcoming the things that are getting to me is because I'm not facing them. I turn my back and I let them win, you know? So I'm staying with my parents and it doesn't resonate with me. I want to have my own place and space. So I said, okay, if I am going to face my fear, I'm going to go get a one-bedroom apartment and I'm going to live by myself. And I did. I went and got an apartment. It was in Northridge. And I, you know, signed my lease and I went in there and it was my first night and I remember being in bed and I was shaking in my boots. I was so scared. I didn't sleep. Don't get me wrong. I did not sleep. I don't want to act like I was some hero the first night. I was not. But I was like, I am facing it. It's not totally comfortable. I'm not there yet. Oh my God, what did I just do? Can I have a slumber party every night? Like, this is crazy. Needless to say, he was right. You know, he was right. Everything in my life from that point on was, oh no, if it fears me, I'm facing it. And you know, don't get me wrong. In coaching, when I coach people, these are the things that I hear. People say, I'm afraid, right? I can relate. I get that, being afraid. People say, and I'll say to them, what is your fear about it? Tell me the fear. Be honest. Let's get real right now. And they'll say, they're going to say no. They'll say, I don't want to mess up. Or I don't want to feel uncomfortable. I might hear, I don't want to be judged. Or I don't want to fail. Or I have a real big fear of failing. Or letting down my family. Or my loved one. Or my kids. Or my employer. I'm not good enough. I don't think I'll be good enough when I do it, and I'm scared of that. So I don't know if anything I said right through that resonates with you. It resonates with me. And more than just the fear of sleeping home alone. And by the way, to full circle that story, rock star status, because I lived alone for very many, 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 many years, and it was a great breakthrough for me. So let's circle back on this. I'm afraid. Being afraid is an emotion that we feel and we choose that. We're choosing to take that on. I'm asking, what if you choose to say, you know what? I'm going to look at it through a different angle and I'm going to, you know, go and move into that apartment, or I'm going to go and call that target, or I'm going to knock on that door. I know that person is listing property with somebody else, but I'm going to go, or interviewing other people, but I'm going to go knock on that door. What if it's, they're going to say no. they are, and they might. And yeah, no's are coming. You guys, the no's are coming. There's nothing wrong with no. Maybe it's not now. Maybe no means new opportunity. So I just want to tell you, once we can really click on the fact that like the no's are coming, we can swallow that better. Okay. I bet you there's people who already stopped listening to this podcast. That's totally okay. It was a no for them, right? Or they didn't resonate. Maybe they don't have any fears, right? Lucky for them, I'm envious because I have had them. I do experience it and I do know it. I'm having a fear right now. This podcast might not be great, right? And if I let the fear take over, then I wouldn't be on this talking to you. And thanks for listening and staying around. I appreciate that. I don't want to mess up. You're going to. I've messed up like 3 times on this podcast, but I'm not going to redo it because, oh well, it's part of the gig. The only way you're going to get better is to go through it and mess up and try. Trying, I think, is the sexiest attribute any of us can have. We have got to try. I don't feel comfortable. You're not going to. This isn't comfortable. You're not going to be comfortable all the time. If we can accept that, like, you know what? I accept that I'm going to be uncomfortable. If you can swallow that and accept that, who would you be? I don't want to be judged. We're being judged all the time. I'm being judged right now. We're being judged all the time. You know, by who? Who are they? That's a podcast I should do. Who are they? They are going to judge me. So what? So what? If I had to live my life every day worrying about how everyone is going to judge me, I would never be where I'm at today, I guarantee you. And don't get me wrong. It haunted me. It bugged me. It made me cry. It hurt my feelings. I was just broken down growing up in the worry of judgment. Whole nother podcast. I'll definitely be doing that. But in this, you are going to be judged. So what? Keep doing and being you. Because you know what? The ones that click are going to click. The ones that are here listening, you're going to listen. You know, the ones that don't, they don't. It's okay. There's enough to go around. There's enough people out there. There's enough business. There's enough connections. There's enough introductions, right? This person doesn't like you. This person might. I don't want to fail. Here's my thing. Failing is inevitable, right? The people who do the best of the best of the best, they have fail stories a mile long. Michael Jordan, right? What did he say? He took 300 times, he took the winning shot. Tied games, winning shot, biggest game of the season, and missed the shot. He's still a legend. Like, I love that. Okay? So the fear of failure, like, it's part of the injection that you get into going after what you want is a little bit of that fear. And a little bit of that risk that you might fail. Here's the deal. If you're going to fail, all I ask, just fail forward. Let the body fall forward, okay? Don't go backwards. Because if you fall forward, you're still getting a takeaway and a lesson and something that you get to stand up, dust yourself off, and try again, okay? Failure is a part of success. Letting down my family, letting down my friends, letting down my spouse, letting down my kids. Guys, I get that. I feel that too. And the truth of the matter is, when the people around us genuinely love and care and want the best for you, you can't let them down. You won't let them down. Because trying and going after your vision and your goals and obtaining your results, right? The ones that love you will be along for the ride. Trust me. In my journey, I have let people go. I have said goodbye. Some being relatives, you know, some being friends. If it doesn't align with my life plan and my vision and it doesn't feel right for me, it might not be right. And that's something that you have to circle back and take a peek at in your own life. To me, I take a lot of risk in what I do and the way that I think and doing the job that I'm doing and gave up my career. And I did all in sales to come be a coach and a VP of this firm that I work for. I took risks and, you know, all these things that played a role. But at the end of the day, my tribe remained. And that's important. Huge. And those that didn't, they didn't make it. And it's okay too. And I'm not good enough. Wow. That could be its whole own segment right there. But the fear is that you're not good enough. The truth is, are we ever going to make that? You know, I don't think this pod's good enough. So what? I don't know if the next one's going to be even better. I'm going to try. I'm hoping on my 25th podcast, I feel like I've got it in the pocket or hit it out of the park or I've got the click. You know, I'm looking for the click. I don't know. It's not there yet for me. But if I am going to worry about it being I'm not good enough to do this podcast, then it's not going to be done. Just like the coaching program I started 4.5 years ago. I started from scratch at a white canvas. How did I know if it was going to work or not? I don't know if it was going to stick or not, if anybody would sign up or be a part of it or do the work or get the results. Or, I mean, I gave up my whole sales career on this vision, on this passion and belief that I can impact a nation. I don't know. Crazy thought, right? But I went for it. So I just want to say right now, fudge your fears, you know, face them, open up, you know, they say, shut the front door. I say, open the front door, be like, hi fears. How are you? I'm going to walk right past you right now, because you know what? At the end of the day, you are not bigger than my vision. That was a Z formation snap. All right, everybody. Circling back with you here, DJ, play us some one of those tunes. And don't forget to follow me at Coach Elsie, and that's E-L-S-E-E on Instagram. I'm Lisa Crown on Facebook. We've got a private Facebook group page called Get Real with Lisa Crown. Please check it out. And whatever you do today, tomorrow, a week, and a month, I want you to really think about it. What is getting in your way? What fear is getting in your way for you manifesting having the bigger dreams and things in your life that would make a difference? Guys, I'm signing off here. Take it away. And